Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And here's an invitation for a free event I'll be hosting. It's our 7th annual Martin Luther King birthday celebration at the Brooklyn Museum, Sunday afternoon, January 20th. Helping to make it special this year is a live reading we'll have of excerpts from the play Malcolm, Martin, Medgar, A Reunion, which imagines three slain civil rights leaders meeting in heaven today. I'll be co-hosting with Farai Shadeya on Sunday, January 20th. Tickets are free, but reservations are required. See the events page at WNYC.org. So Donald Trump, Genghis Khan, and the rock band Nickelback walk into a bar. Well, I can't really finish that joke, but it turns out most Americans would prefer that to their elected officials walking into the same bar if they're elected officials from Congress, because all three of those things were rated higher. We're talking about the poll that asked Americans to rank their approval of Congress as compared to a list of really awful things like traffic jams, colonoscopies, or used car salesmen, and Congress lost. The phones are open for your ideas. Quick question, snappy answer. What do you approve of more than Congress? 212-433-9692. Jeff in Manhattan? What?
Hi there. I would say hemorrhoids because their Congress and hemorrhoids are a pain, both of them. But hemorrhoids did not just vote for the 33rd time to repeal Obamacare. Or if they did, I did not get that story.
Jeff, thank you very much. I did not expect there to. I was not anticipating an analysis, a reason of why Congress and hemorrhoids compare to each other. But we got one. Steve in Union.
Hi, Brian. How you doing?
Good.
I prefer dung beetles to Congress because at least they're using the dung for something constructive, you know?
Thank you very much. John in Paramus, what do you prefer to Congress?
Well, originally my original request was the Division of Motor Vehicles dealing with them, but I think I've changed to cable TV. Dealing with cable TV is easier than dealing with Congress.
Thank you very much. Tish and Bed-Stuy, what do you prefer to Congress?
Scooping poop because it gets the poop out of the way.
Our listeners are so rational. I didn't expect all these reasons. 212-433-WNYC. George in Newton, what do you prefer to Congress?
I think I'd prefer to find out my spouse was having an extramarital affair.
How about yourself having an extramarital affair? George, thank you very much. Walter in Marlboro, you're on WNYC. What do you prefer to Congress?
Actually, there are three things that I prefer Congress over, and that's BP, Monsanto, and the current fracking fiasco. I think those you can't get any worse than those three.
Thank you very much. So those are things that Congress is better than. And the public policy polling group did actually find things in their survey that Americans preferred to Congress. North Korea, I mean, that Congress ranked higher than. Americans preferred Congress to North Korea, to playground bullies, and to meth labs. So there you go. Elon in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. What do you prefer to Congress?
Hi, Brian. Love your show. That's why I'm calling to say I prefer the Brian Lehrer show to Congress.
That's too easy. You're just sucking up. Paul and Teaneck, what do you prefer to Congress?
I prefer the American Anti-Corruption Act, which is sponsored by distinguished folks like Lawrence Lessig and Trevor Potter, who is Colbert's lawyer for politics. And they're cross-spectrum, completely across partisan, and their organizations are United Republic and Represent.us.
Thank you very much. Got a plug in there. This is, I see, Paul and Tina. Oh, that was Paul and Teaneck. So Gideon and Stanford, this is something you prefer Congress to?
No, I prefer Congress less. I prefer Congress more than the American voters who put them in there.
Aha. Blame those people who elected those unpopular members of Congress. Tom in Queens, what do you like more than Congress?
Here comes Honey Boo Boo, because
I find that show doesn't insult my intelligence as much as this Congress does.
Thank you very much. Here come, what would they, I don't know, there's a congressional version of that in there somewhere. Bill in Manhattan, what do you prefer to the U.S. Congress?
I was going to say a full body waxing, including my head, is a lot less painful than watching Congress make decisions that will impact their lives for a very long time.
Thank you very much. Stephen on the New York State Thruway, what do you prefer to Congress?
First, a comment. I couldn't help but notice it's almost all men replying to this particular question.
Mm-hmm.
I would prefer to take my elderly mother to the vet to help her have her chihuahua's anal glands extracted. Or is it evacuated? I think they're evacuated.
Maybe that's just a very, very male thought. I don't know. But not all men. Maureen, you're on the air. Hi. Maureen, what do you prefer to Congress?
A colonoscopy.
Thank you. Stay on the roll here. Marcia in Wappingers Falls, what do you prefer to Congress?
Speaking for women, rather than just calling them names and yelling at them, I'd like to require them all to take training in mediation. Learn to help people get along. Learn to help themselves get along.
Thank you very much. All right. From Twitter, you can keep this going in Twitter if you want. Alternate side of the street parking, somebody said. Fill on the Facebook page. A true New Yorker prefers bed bugs to Congress. Says at least they know how to get together to accomplish something. And finally, Spayman on Twitter writes, what do I prefer more than Congress? Pledge drives. I don't believe it. Have a good weekend, everybody. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.